Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Hey you. Yeah, you listening. You bored? Have you already binge-watched all the content your entire country has to offer? Well, good news is here. With ExpressVPN, you can access all the other countries' content. I've been using ExpressVPN to binge watch Doctor Who, which is on UK Netflix.
Doctor Who on the UK Netflix?
Okay, that wasn't great. Because I'm in America, but I can watch that. It's not available here unless you use ExpressVPN. It's so simple to do. Just fire up the ExpressVPN app, change your location to the UK, refresh Netflix, and bada bing, bada ba. Okay, do you love anime? Use ExpressVPN to access Japanese Netflix. But it's not just Netflix. ExpressVPN works with any streaming service, Hulu, BBC iPlayer, YouTube, so on. There are hundreds of VPNs out there, but the reason I use ExpressVPN to watch shows is because it's ridiculously fast. There's never any buffering or lag, and you can stream in HD. Guys, it's a no-brainer. You just open the door to a whole new world. A whole new world of shows. Okay? ExpressVPN, thank you so much for sponsoring. And I have an offer for you guys. As always, if you visit the special link right now, expressvpn.com/Trey, you get 3 extra months for free. That's right. You can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. Support the show, please. Thank you for listening. Watch what you want to watch and protect yourself with ExpressVPN at expressvpn.com/Trey.
Y'all, before we get into today's episode, Jake's here.
Yo!
And if you want an extra podcast episode per week with me and Jake, that's right, 4 extra podcasts a month, plus access to my private Instagram account where I post number 14 videos, like Middle Schoolers in Quarantine is out now, only for Do Less guests, go to TreyKennedy.com/DLG, D as in do, L as in less, G as in guest. Sign up today, plus a portion of the proceeds go to charity.
Yeah, it's awesome. There's bloopers, deleted scenes, just tons of fun stuff that Trey forces me to edit against my will. For your entertainment.
So if you are a fan of more fun content, sign up, treykennedy.com/DLG. On to today's episode. Welcome back, Correct Opinions, episode 37. Jake is here. Yes, Jake's back.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, I am a married man. We're making this early because I'm on a mini honeymoon.
Dude, tell them the beautiful state you're going to.
Arkansas.
Let's go.
You got to make it work these days. But thanks for coming back. We got a good episode today talking about how I have a TikTok problem. We get our last update from the matchmaking. And much more. And
much, much more.
This is Correct Opinions, roll music.
Correct Opinions.
All right, we're going to get right to a quick update on a matchmaking. If you remember, you know, we have all these couples, and sorry to so many who messaged about Jake. Jake was busy. They're like, come on, let me talk to Jake.
You didn't tell me that.
Well, sorry.
I was busy. This is how Trey's giving me a raise. He's just, you know, having 2,000 women email him, and he'll decide one for me. A little Christmas present, maybe.
Yeah. But we have Addison, if you remember, Will and Addison were the one couple with a little bit of promise. They said they'd been talking on FaceTime. They were going to meet up. Addison said she has an update for her. So let me *67, which still works, which is funny.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
All right, Addison.
Her number is super easy to memorize. I'm not going to say it.
Hello.
Addison, it's Trey. How are you?
Hey, Trey. I'm good. How are you?
I am great. I know. We're just good buddies at this point.
I mean, honestly, here, though. Here I don't know why again. You're still using Star 67.
Jake's also here.
What up, Addison?
Yeah.
Hi.
He's just hanging. But yeah, we want to get a quick update on you and Will. We know last we talked, you guys had FaceTimed some. Maybe we're going to meet in real life. What's the update?
So,
it's not good. Pause. There's a long pause.
Okay, here we go. Give it to us.
Okay, so I am actually in a relationship.
what kind of M. Night Shyamalan twist? Okay, do tell.
So I mean, it was just a Tinder match that,
okay.
I mean, honestly, I didn't think that would, especially given everything with the virus and not being able to really go out much. I went on a date and we are now together and it is very serious and very fast.
Very serious?
Wait, so yes. Within the last few weeks, you met Will on Correct Opinions and also a Tinder match, and the Tinder match just swept you off your feet, is what you're saying.
I met the Tinder match after, let's clarify, our initial conversation with Will.
Got it.
I will say that. Okay. Yeah, so I gave an update for last episode, and then I reached out to Will. Actually, he asked me, he was like, how'd the update go? And I told him I had no idea this was coming. It's kind of like I told one of my best friends who also said I was going to crush Trey's soul, which it sounds like I have.
Yeah.
So I'm so sorry.
Well, you know what? We were here to take down the giants like Tinder and Bumble.
I know.
And,
you can't compete with big dating.
We clearly have some work to do to catch up, I guess. But so, lesson learned.
I reached out to Will and I just said I had no idea this was coming, let alone that it would be this fast and this serious. And let me just say, Will was so kind and understanding, and wow. I was so thankful for that. And I even said to his response, I said, just the fact that you are so kind and understanding and your response shows your true character, and I am so appreciative of that.
We stan Will.
Oh, if you're single and in Chattanooga, you are missing out big time, let me tell you.
Spoken like someone who's just shoved someone down in the friend zone. He is just the sweetest boy. No, any girl would be lucky to have him.
No, we...
I started to say this. My best friend, I told her, it's kind of like Thomas Rhett and Lauren, like when they are trying to get pregnant and they couldn't, so they ended up adopting and then they ended up getting pregnant. Not to take anything away from adoption or anything, but...
He's not only my friend, he's my son.
He's my adopted son.
My point is, you know, here I have reached out this way, and then something else happens, and it just kind of falls in my lap.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate you coming on being honest, honestly.
Yeah, and congrats on having this new guy in your lap.
I'm so sorry to crush your soul.
It's fine. Addison, we appreciate the update. We stan Will, and we still stan you. I wish best of luck to the Tinder guy. Next time we do matchmaking, we're going to have to get creative because we can't let these dating giants keep taking us down.
Some exclusivity contract. Like, you will not get under the sites until your contract is fulfilled with us.
I'll get my team on that, make a contract. So you have to stay off the sites for at least a week. While we do that.
Okay. Sorry, but, I didn't read the fine print.
Thank you, Addison. You are a lot of fun. Thanks for participating. And best of luck to you and the Tinder
new guy.
Yeah.
That's really exciting.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
See ya. Wow, that's hilarious.
That is pretty funny.
Can't make this stuff up. Shout out to her though. I feel like if I was her, I'd be like, okay, I'm just gonna ghost this guy. So good for her for coming on and
she's very
telling the story.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wanted to keep us in the loop. Will's in the loop.
Yeah. So, dang it, Tinder. I thought I've created something unique here.
I'm onto something.
But. Tinder still got us, so yeah, like you said, we'll have to create a contract for 2 weeks. Don't swipe. Okay, we're trying
no swiping contract. This is notarized by Dora the Explorer herself. She signs on to this. No swiping.
Can you hear us? You can hear just fine, right? The mic sound good?
I'm asking you right now as we record.
kind of. I mean, they're cool. Quiet.
Just every time. Okay, I'm going to turn up the volume. Every time we do this, I triple check that I'm recording because the nightmares of I've forgotten to record.
You talk while I...
Check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Trey's single right now. Oh, now we're loud. Okay, now very loud.
Too loud. Middle. That's better. That is a little better. Guys, Correct Opinion Studios... The production value was high.
High leather chairs.
I got these. New fun mics and mic arms. I saw a comment that
new
said
new arms.
I saw a comment that said old mics sounded better.
No,
Joe Rogan uses these.
This is like as nice just, as you can buy.
He's got like $200 million. What are we supposed to do?
Joe Rogan uses these. She said for everything.
Yeah,
dude. How does it feel recording this podcast as a single man? Single as far as the government's concerned.
Yep. Recording as a single man, when you hear it, I'm a married man.
Yeah. Maybe you could just try to hypothesize, give us a preview of what married life is like.
Yeah. If you're...
How have the first few days of marriage been, Trey?
Yeah, this is pre-marriage Trey, but you're listening to 3 Days Married Trey, and it's a rude awakening.
Yeah.
I'm trapped. No, I'm kidding. it's... I don't know. Especially... It doesn't seem real, and I don't... Yeah, it's. I'm locked in for life. It's wild, dude. But at the same time, it feels very chill. Like, I've had a good. I've been best friends with a guy for 20 years, and we'll be friends for our whole life. It's not like.
And y'all have made it work.
Yeah, we've made it work. It's the same thing, right?
Have y'all ever stayed in an Airbnb in Arkansas for 3 days?
Not just the two of us, but we actually have okay. other people.
That's good.
Yeah, so that's great. That's happening. Something else that's happening for me, I don't know if you see, I have a TikTok sweatshirt on. Do I have like chocolate on it? A TikTok sweatshirt on. TikTok Trey has a problem.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope. And you are sliding down.
Slope. I have been on TikTok for a while now. I have about almost 2 million followers on TikTok. Very thankful for that. TikTok treats me well. They send me fun things like this sweatshirt. And I've built the following, just posting the videos everyone sees on Facebook, YouTube, everything. But as of late, those videos have been getting a little less views. And in my quarantine boredom / curiosity, I've done a few. Oh, our light just flickered. Correct Opinion Studios has fallen apart today.
Oh.
We're fine. I've been doing a couple of the dances. I'm a savage. Classy. I've done 4 dances now. I did the first one kind of like it was when we were doing girls in quarantine.
Yeah, yeah.
So like it was part of the bit. I was like, oh, I'll just post that because that'll be funny. Well, I'm like, girls be like, and that's a nice facade where I'm like, I kind of want
to
do this dance.
I had
but
to.
I'm just making fun of girls, and it like 4 million views. It's like okay, people were sharing it on their Insta stories. Okay, and so I did it. I was like, let's see if it happens again. So I go, girls be like, and I did a different dance, millions of views, and. I was like, oh no. And then I thought, just one more try. Third time, girls be like, millions of views. But this time all the comments were like, okay, this guy just wants to dance.
They're catching on.
Yeah, I was like, so 4th video, I put this, because TikTok sent me this, I want to show some love. So I'm like, thanks for the merch, TikTok. And I did a dance, and I gave it a little bit of an ironic twist to it. You know, I'm not there like trying to be all sexy, but I did just full on did a dance.
You did the moves, did the choreo.
And I did it as of like 2 days ago. We're almost hit 1 million views on it. Let's and the go. Other videos around it have like half the views. So I'm being backed into a TikTok dance corner that I don't want to be in.
You're being backed into a corner, and the entire way you're keeping that 5, 6, 7, 8 as you back into
yeah,
the corner.
Exactly. Cool. Huh. And then I hit this corner and I utilize it. Yeah. And I'm dancing in it. Ooh. Oh. And I'm just... This is what happens when you... This happened to me on Vine. This happened to me early on TikTok. You forget real people are watching.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And when quarantine is slowing down, we get out in real life, someone's going to be like, oh, my gosh, there's Trey Kennedy, the TikTok dancer.
He's the guy who dances on TikTok.
And people I'm with are going to be like...
Excuse?
What?
Yeah. That right there is going to cure you.
Right. And I'm like...
All you need is one person in public to be like, I love your dances on TikTok with Katie. And then you're going to be like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
Back to middle schoolers.
This is a weird pivot. Yeah. So that's my issue. You're on TikTok a little bit?
I'm on TikTok a little bit. Yeah. Trey actually told me like a year ago, like, dude, you need to get on TikTok. And he was right. But it's just weird. It's weird. Kind of like what you're just saying. I never want to get to the point where someone recognizes me in public. Like, oh, yeah, I've seen your TikToks. That just feels unnatural to me. Yeah. It's like, you're the guy from that. You showed up at your high school's homecoming dance, right? That's where I know you. And it's there were other people there. They invited me.
Here, I'm pulling up the comments on the third dance video where people are like, okay. Top comment. This is just a man imitating a woman to make fun of them, but he's actually just wanting to express his femininity without being ridiculed.
Oh. That's not what I thought the top comment Other was going
to
be.
Oh, I'm, that wasn't... This is the top comment. He can't hide the fact he just actually wants to really do these dances, but the character is a cover-up. And I commented back and said, please don't attack me like this. the comment, You can dance without mocking girls. It's still fun. You can just have fun. Comment. It's just okay if you would want to do the dance. Actually, 30-something man trying to TikTok. I love across the internet how often I'm referred to as 30-something or even 40. Come on.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
You get one beard.
Yeah. So
you're 15 years older.
I did. My first cut in quarantine, Katie was like it almost in like a negative way. She's like, you look so much younger.
Ew.
It does. You fresh shave it, man? Can you grow any facial hair?
No. The point where I was looking into, last week actually, I was on Groupon, which is probably not the place I should have been, looking for a laser hair removal for my face. I'm like, how much does this cost?
Really? Yeah. You're over it.
I'm so sick of shaving, dude. Because I grow enough to have to shave, obviously. I'm a man still.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no one in my family has facial hair, really. Okay. It's just not in our genes. So I'm like, what if I just laser it off?
You might
never have to shave again.
You might look strange if you don't even, because I can, you can't grow up, but like you see there's like, oh, that's a man who has like hair on his face, but then it's just smooth as a baby's bottom. Like, okay, what
girls
is that?
Girls love that.
Yeah. Oh, man. They love it.
I'm mainly nervous about potential roles in Middle School Maddox, the executive producer wanting me to grow a mustache or something. Yeah, that's true. Where it would come back to bite
that
me.
That is true. That's very true.
Other than that, laser it.
It's weird to get up. So you're like not a hairy guy all around. No back hair is what I'm saying. No chest hair.
I do pretty well for
you
myself.
Need to go right to, I'm not talking.
I'm going
to
go get a Brazilian on Groupon.
But it's a strange place to, I have chest hair like a normal man, and that's always at, in like college that was weird, but in your 20s, like, yeah, well, you should have some chest hair as a man.
Yeah.
And then, but you get in your late 20s and back hair starts sprouting, and that's when you're just and then your knees ache and you're just, this is hitting me in the face.
Yeah,
it's too intense. And what do I anyways, laser hair removal could be good.
I thought you were going to go through your body parts when you first said, like you're like, I have chest hair like a man, but I have back hair like a gorilla. You could not
chest,
believe.
No, chest hair like a gorilla.
Knee hair like shoulders, a woman.
Shoulders look like a beluga whale. Nice and clean. That was a weird tangent.
Speaking of hair, on my way over here this morning, I passed by a Great Clips. Looked like Best Friday on... Dang it, screwed up the joke. Just said Best Friday. Dang it. Looked like, you can imagine. I was like, that didn't feel right. Looked like Best Buy on a Black Friday. This Great Clips.
Before we recorded, he's like, yeah, I went by Great Clips. It looked like a freaking Best Buy on Black Friday. And I laughed. I was like, yeah, say that on there. And he just butchered
looked
it.
Like a goodbye on a Best Friday. You want fries?
That's an underrated part of trying to do jokes on stage. If you cannot...
You can't
stutter a word once. I've done that before in a punchline and just like said it wrong.
It's gone.
And you're like, yeah, you can't backtrack. Yeah. Lost that one.
In theory, I can just make fun of myself, but right. Yeah, on stage, okay. You have to.
But okay, yeah. God. Line out of the door at Great Clips.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's never happened.
And at 9 a.m. We're recording this at, early in the morning. And it was one of those things where it's like, oh, that's kind of funny, but also like, I could use that.
Great Clips.
Getting a little mullety in the back.
I feel like, I think I could say this. Well, I won't say it was one of those haircut brands, but I won't say which one.
Okay.
When I say one of those, like, one of the budget ones, chain one of those. Ones.
Like a but Spirit Airlines this was of hair.
3 years ago. And I could proudly say now that anything I sponsor, like, I do enjoy and I believe in. But this was 3 years ago when I first started Instagram and I was trying to pay the bills and I was not going to say no to a sponsor. And it was a simple little video about one of these haircut places that just posted my Instagram when my following was a lot smaller. And so part of the deal was, hey, you got a coupon to kind of go do it, and you should get one, you know, legally be like, here's my haircut I got, but you should actually get it from there.
Okay.
So I went, and I'll never forget the woman who cut it, because she was hilarious and really, really fun to talk to. And she, I remember she was this big old black woman.
Okay.
Which, one of my favorites.
Yeah.
In the service type industry, or like when you eat at a restaurant or something and they're just like, what are you eating, baby? I just feel so warm and welcome. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, exactly.
A lot of people are like, I hate when strangers call me the honey baby, sweetie. I eat it up.
Yeah.
A middle-aged old white woman, middle-aged black woman, just saying, sweetie, what do you need? I love that.
I do wonder, what is the age we'll outgrow hun?
Yeah, hun. Hey. So I...
hey, hun.
She was cutting my hair. She was talking to me like this. I was loving it. And she was like, what do you do? So it's kind of weird. I'm like, I didn't even say, like, I'm getting kind of paid to get this haircut and post a silly video about it. But yeah, I tried to explain it. And she's like, okay, my two babies, they graduated. They never been arrested. And they both got full-time jobs. Go ahead and make mama proud. That's what she said. I was like, this is amazing.
Okay, cool.
I want this to end. Well, go ahead and make mama proud. But with all that being said, she... mess my stuff up. she did to me, and I think she does to everyone, but my hair is very fine and thin.
Congrats.
And you know those shears that like thin your hair?
Oh yeah.
It's kind of weird where it's like you low key are like, are you cutting all my hair off? But it just I guess does some of it.
Texturizing?
Yeah.
Whatever that
she
means.
She did it to my whole head. Which
full texture.
Now I know if I ever get somewhere new, I'm like, don't do that to me because
I have thin hair.
It's already thin, and it made me I remember I shot a video with like I could see my hair. I'm like, oh my gosh, am I balding?
Your mom comments below, not making mama proud. Just comes full circle. Yeah. Dang exactly. It, Sheila.
But the one thing she did to me that I still keep to this day, she like lined up my beard.
Oh.
You know, no white girl's doing that.
No.
She lined me up so nice. And I it's like it's been lined up to this day.
Wow.
She just fixed me up. So shout out to that person. The thinning was partly my fault. I should have spoken up, but that was a great experience.
Yeah. I'm sure she's listening. Thank you. Thank you. Leave us a comment.
I'm sure she is.
Leave us a 5-star review.
I'm sure.
Thanks for the haircut, the lineup.
Yeah. So you've yet to get a haircut. You're what, 2-3 months in?
Yeah. Wow. It's time. It's How's time. It
feel? Which how often do you get them usually?
I don't think my hair grows that fast. And obviously, I guess I don't care that much about it because one, I don't know how often I get them. And two, I usually go to Great Clips or just like, did any of my friends ever cut hair or just willing to take a crack at it for the first time?
I love haircuts and you're Googling like how to genetically modify your head to not have hair.
Never do this again. So yeah, it's been, I probably go 2 or 3 months and it's probably time to get one.
That is true. I feel like it's not changed much. Mine grows really fast.
Yeah. I had someone one time, and this is a woman who was cutting my hair, but this is also in small town Missouri. So who knows what they believe. Let me just tell you what she said. Mm-hmm. She said, depending on if the moon is waxing or waning, depends on her, like it affects how quickly your hair grows back.
If someone's like, wow, man, hair's getting long. Well, it's waning.
Waxing crescent.
Yeah. the crescent's waxing, clearly. Like, what?
I have never forgotten that. I got told that in college. Crescent? Yeah. Like, whoa, I signed up for a haircut.
Yeah, whoa.
I didn't know it was one of those.
Laser hair removal on my crescent.
Waxing my crescent.
Yeah, wax it. Don't wane it.
that's someone's motto out there. But I've always thought about
weird.
That. Because like, that doesn't seem possible, but the moon affects the tides.
I don't know. The moon does something.
It does
That's
stuff.
That's interesting. What else does it affect?
If your personality.
Yeah.
Right? Just like whenever, Zodiac people.
Whenever Katie is getting all agitated. Is it the moon?
That reminds me too. Okay, so I was dating a girl back in the day, and she was like... Congratulate me, please.
Oh, good job.
Thank you. And this girl was awesome, totally normal, very smart. Everything was looking good.
You're excited about it.
Yes, it was awesome. And this is going to make it sound like we broke up because of this. But this was like the first even hint of a red flag. She was like, oh, she's a teacher. She was like, my students were acting up this week. It makes sense because there's a full moon. And I go, oh, no.
Wait, what?
And what? Back up? What's up? And she's like, no, seriously, it's a thing. And she's, because my mom's a teacher, she's like, text your mom right now. And I was like, there's no way my mom.
Oh, no.
I was
You're like, thinking, oh, please. Like, this mom I've known my whole life and loved. I don't want to change my opinion of her.
And, well, I'm so confident. I'm like, oh, I would love to text my mom and ask her about this full moon thing. So I text my mom. Hey, do kids ever act different on a full moon? Within seconds, quickest my mom has ever texted me back. Oh, absolutely. I'm like, no, oh,
no,
mom,
no.
Seriously, I've forgotten about all this until just now. So I don't know how they explain it, but to me it sounds crazy. Like, what, students act crazier on a full moon because their hair's growing so long? Is it all connected?
Yeah. What? You're some weird teacher wolf woman thing?
They're all in it together.
Be prepared, teachers.
So there, I have never Googled it. I don't know how science justifies it, but the fact that like two very important women in my life that I trust both backed it up without talking to each other, I'm like, there must be some legitimacy to this. It just seems,
I'm gonna look this
up. Just not able to comprehend it.
Kids' behavior and the full moon.
If you know why, leave Trey a 5-star review and tell us why kids act differently on a full moon.
The only significant finding was you get 1% less sleep during a full moon. That's what the main type. Okay. Turns out that no activity or behavior was significantly modified by the full moon. So, wow, what a weird, like, I need to ask my teacher friends. Is that like a weird thing within the teacher world? They're in the break room. Some like old soul in the break room. You know, kiddos.
He's stirring. You're new to
teaching.
Yeah. He's stirring a cauldron.
Yeah. Has an apple. The full moon is here this week. You know what that means? Like, what? Yeah, it's so pretty. Like, keep an eye on those kiddos.
Talks in old English. The come down upon us. The full moon.
It wanes and it waxes to its fullest form.
It wanes and waxes, and I anti-vaxes my kids because they act too crazy.
We are crazy people. The moon is full, and so is your children's disobedience.
Appetite for orneriness.
Yes. Beware.
I didn't know I was going to talk this much.
Okay. I just want to do that.
Sorry. Yeah, I didn't want to step on that. So that's the moon segment of today's podcast.
Yeah, that's my wedding advice. If she's just like, what is wrong with you today? Why are you at full moon?
Have you not seen?
Yeah, full moon.
You probably noticed my hair going crazy.
Get it. Yeah, my fingernails. I can feel them bursting out of my cuticles. It's a full moon. I
feel like Edward Scissorhands over here when it's waxing.
Yeah, like, just give me a break.
This is nuts. I remember one time.
The moon's already waxing me. I don't need you riding me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, try that on.
Get on my back. Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You know this, but for the people out there listening, back in the day, right when, maybe I've mentioned this on the podcast before, right when Tinder first came out back in the day, I used to just kind of troll people on it. I had a lot of fun. I didn't take it as seriously as Addison. Let's just say that. Right, yeah. I was more there to crack some jokes. And I still remember.
I met him. Moved very fast. She ever said everything, but we're in love.
Seriously.
Yeah, that was intense.
We met very quickly and things are very serious. Impressive, Addison. Good job.
But yeah.
I still remember one of the like exchanges I had, one of the screenshots. I just sent a girl a message, want to hang out? And she said, when? And I said, midnight of the next blood moon. And she said, when is that? And I was like, you still want to hang out with me?
Let me check my calendar.
Like, that was a joke. I was like trying to scare you off or something. That was a classic, like, dude. Yeah, so when?
That was a classic. Like, when, like, I remember back in fifth grade, I used to mess with me and my buddies. This is a classic, you know, 10-year-old little fun thing. Mess with girls, like, want to be my girlfriend? Ooh, no.
Mm-hmm.
And I never forget the first time that backfired. And I, this girl who was kind of weird, I was like, hey, need a boyfriend? She's like, let me ask my dad first. I was like, oh. Never told that joke again. Which, and I wonder if she was serious or if she was just like, I'll show him.
She called
your bluff. Yeah, let me ask my dad. She called my bluff.
Let me ask my big dad.
Oh.
Remember when the size of your dad was a really big thing?
Dude, yeah.
Like dads. Ages like 7 to 9.
This it was.
The size and you the got, fighting ability of your dad.
You got a big dad?
I got a big dad.
Nice.
He's all right.
Mine's yeah. bigger. That's true. I remember the first. Fight. I remember the first time I was wrestling with my dad.
Mine's bigger.
And I don't know what age I was. You know, probably a good, I don't know, 14, 15. My first time I was wrestling with him, and I like threw him off balance and almost shoved him over.
Nice.
And I remember like inside I just wanted to cry. Like, I've passed him. I've surpassed him. You know, it's just class. You're like, it's your dad. He should be able to just dominate you. But at some point, it changes. And I was just up. Like, oh.
Did you guys
it
wrestle?
It is time.
Quite a bit.
The moon is full. yeah. Dude, yeah, man. We were like 19 and just, yeah. You know.
Come over college.
Got out of the pool, shirtless, wrestling.
Winter
yeah,
break.
Yeah, I remember messing around quite a bit. Did you not wrestle your dad?
Not really. The only thing I can remember, which is funny to look back at now with a more fully functioned brain, when I was real small, like, 3, 4, 5, somewhere in there. I remember my favorite game to play with my dad was called Tree Stump. And I'm looking back at it
sit
now.
Sit on the tree stump, Jake,
yeah,
for an hour.
And I'm realizing, oh, my dad was just laying down watching TV, and I was probably the one who just named it Tree Stump.
Yeah.
And I would just like crawl over him. And
right.
He was just like, still. And I was like, I think I thought it was his favorite game.
Oh,
like,
yeah, oh, for sure.
Let's play Tree Stump. And he's like, yeah. Great, I can watch TV for an hour.
Yeah, my dad used to say, like, he named his leg was a horse named Trigger. He's like, hop on Trigger. And, you know, we're like 4 and we'd like straddle his leg and he'd be like, ding, 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 and we just hop up and down. Like, what? You know, I'm sure it's exhausting. We probably would again, Trigger. He's like, okay, I am cramping up. Get off of me.
We're going to have to put Trigger down.
Yeah. Where he broke, his leg is broken. Shoot it.
That made me laugh so much when our most recent video we did, the 1920 versus 2020, just Wind Riders got a broken toenail.
Yeah.
Got to put her down.
Take him out back. Put him down. That was, I remember I had a buddy, a friend of mine now in college. He grew up like out in the country. And he's like, yeah, we had to put our dog down. You know, my dad just like shot it and buried it. And I was like, but that's what, it was normal. And now it's like to have a memorial service.
I'm scared to ask, but I guarantee my grandpa has shot 10 or more animals in his life.
Oh, yeah. Just,
for sure.
No problem. To be fair, yeah, I'm not some dog obsessed person, but I wouldn't have the gall to just be like, well, he's old and dead. Just, oh, that'd be
no,
traumatizing.
I can't do it. I'm too, I don't know, coddled.
Too waning.
Yeah. Yeah. Full moon, maybe. If
yeah,
I got 1% less sleep.
Mm-hmm.
1% less sleep? Sorry, back on the moon thing. How much? What is that? 5 minutes?
Yeah, I don't know.
Out of 8 hours?
Dude, are you a big sleep fan?
No.
Really? Dude, I've become a huge one.
To the I know point, I need it.
To the point where I want it so much, I can't achieve it.
Does what that does
sense?
That mean?
So I'm kind of a neurotic person. I'm an insane person. I've probably talked about this before. I read a book on sleep and how it's like the most important thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I need 8 hours every night. So I lay there. I'm like, okay, I'm getting up at 7, 11, got to be asleep. 10:45, getting close, gotta come on, try really hard, oh, it's 11:05, okay, what am I gonna do, and then I'm up till midnight, so I'm an insane person, but the other night, dude, I got 8.5, do you often wake up at the night, or you're out?
Oh, I'm out, I'm good at sleeping.
I'm not, and so a lot of the time, I'll just, not bad, but I'll wake up like once in the night,
okay.
Which is kind of annoying, you're like, I woke up, it's 6 a.m., go back to sleep.
Okay.
5 a.m., go back to sleep. But 2 nights ago, dude, 8.5, like dead asleep, never woke up. I mean, I woke up at 6:45 and I was just like, da da da. I mean, it was amazing.
That's awesome. Good for you, dude.
Thanks.
I thought about, have you ever heard of what are they called? Poly something, poly meaning mini, polyrhythmic, something like that. Sleep cycles.
No.
When lockdown hit, I thought about it. I was like, this is finally my time to try it. There's like all these...
The weird thing where you sleep like 2 hours every 3 hours or something?
Yeah,
or...
weird like cycles. Like every 4 hours, you take a 30-minute nap and that's it.
That can't be good.
For the full day. There's no way in the long run it could be good for you.
That can't be good.
But a lot of people have said like, yeah, I feel healthier now. I have like, you know, I'm awake 20 hours a day. I can get so much stuff done. My teeth are falling out. It's awesome. I'm losing all the close relationships around me, but I'm so productive.
My facial hair is falling out, so that saved me some money on laser.
If anyone knows any like cool like natural ways to get your facial hair to fall out that don't cost $1,500, let me know. Meth?
Would you ever try waxing your face? I waxed my back once.
Yourself?
No. Yeah, like someone else did. This is kind of
all
funny.
All the cool ways where dads rip out the teeth of their kid. Like you had that with like the doorknob.
Yeah, just
waxing your back. Waxing your back.
No, a buddy of mine's mom is like a esthetician, I believe is the correct term.
Oh, she rides horses.
So they're like, hey, we'll give you the discount.
Okay.
Because it was $40 with a discount. I don't know. I don't know if it's $80, $100, but seems like a lot.
Congrats.
But I am such a wuss. It wasn't, the ripping wasn't as bad as how hot I felt like the wax was.
Oh, really?
So they spread this wax that's warm. And I'm bad. I've never liked hot tubs for whatever reason. Can't do the hot stuff.
Kind of with you there. I'm popular opinion. Hot tubs are a little overrated.
I get a hot tub. I'm like, this is painful. And I have to like, settle into this boiling pot until I'm like, basically my skin doesn't feel it anymore. I'm like, oh, this is nice, cool. I guess. Not a fan.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, could you like make it less hot? She's like, well, not really. It's like, it won't work. So... yeah, it was. I'll never do that again. And it was kind of worth it. I mean, it was like really smooth for like 2 weeks. You know, it just grows back.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Like, even I've gotten haircuts. This is
also just want to say really bad. My back's not that hairy. It was more just like something fun to try. Okay, I feel like I'm painting a picture that I'm silverback.
Some sort of werewolf. It's Hugh Jackman.
It's a light feathering.
Yes.
It's nice.
I've seen your back. Great back. Love his back. What was I going to say? Oh, one time I went to Sports Clips instead of Great Clips and, you know, got the full MVP experience. They shampoo your hair and then they put this hot towel on you. I didn't like that. Have you ever got the hot face towel?
Well, every time I have to go like, just like really cool it down.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
And then half the time they put it on, I'm like, so, but when they get it, you know, they really give it a second, then put it on. It's nice.
Then it's nice.
So, yeah, maybe just get ahead of it.
Puppy is steaming.
Right.
And then, I mean, it fully covers your face. They leave a little hole for your nose. You look like Freddy Krueger, essentially. Yeah. And, yeah, it's like your face is on fire. And you're just taking quick breaths out of your nose, trying to, like, keep up with this.
Oh, gosh. This is so relaxing.
It's like you put you bit a pizza roll in your nose. And you're like.
Yeah.
Hot. Dude. Get it out of here.
I'm not great at just like sitting there and relaxing. So I got we went to a resort in Mexico with a group of friends. And if this is in hindsight, complete idiots. So, like they're usually, the massages are usually $212, but now it comes with the rooms, they're only $50.
Oh,
what a deal. We got to.
Muy bien. I mean,
I've gotten two or three massages in my life. Like ones with like an actual person that are quite nice, but I feel like I've given up on them because I think I've done three and they've all been wildly different experiences. I think it just, you have to find a good one, but I've done two where I was just stressed for an hour laying there like, this is not relaxing. Resort, you know, you tell these people weren't trained at all. They're just like rubbing me with their hands all over. I'm like, I don't know. They like this.
Does that feel good?
Yeah.
Great.
And then the second experience I went with in college, went with a friend who's like, we got to go to this place. It's a hole in the wall. It's great. It's like $30. It's one of those, you're just in an open room and it's
community massaging.
Yeah, it was strange. And a man was going to massage me. Now, you know, I don't know. I don't know what you think about that, but it's tough for me. I don't really want a man rub me down. I struggle with a stranger at all rubbing me down. It's pretty bizarre, but.
The feminine energy would be nice.
Yeah, it's just so he's getting after it and he's like, caressing my hands and fingers and stuff, and I was just like stressed the whole time. But I had one good experience where this is what you want, right? It was a older, heavy set grandma like figure.
What you want,
with
baby?
Strong hands. And she was just like, oh, there's a knot here, and it was magical.
Strong hands.
But yeah, I'm like, it's such a strange environment when you just go in this room, you know, the nicer ones, you go in this room, just you two, door shut, very like almost romantic vibes. And the stranger's rubbing me head to toe. Like, I don't want a stranger to hardly, you know, no stranger I'd want to come up and like give me a hug.
Yeah.
But I'll pay money for you to rub every inch of my body. Strange.
I mentioned that yesterday. I don't know if you saw my Instagram story, but Pi5 had a sign that said, try to avoid hugging. And I was like, is this an issue?
Yeah.
Are people like, oh, there's pizza. Oh, you got cheese.
You got...
Hug me.
Oh, it's delicious.
Come here, sugar.
Come here.
Come here. Have you ever got a deep tissue massage?
Yeah, I forgot. I just remembered one other massage experience. This was back... I got some weird... It was from Vine. I got some weird like care package where I had a discount to some like massage app. It would connect you to masseurs. Is that the name? In your area. And so this... I was
masseur?
Like, yeah. I don't know if that was it. And masseuse.
Yeah, I think that's
Monsieur,
it.
Monsieur, madame. Thank you, madame.
It connects you to this French masseuse.
It's crazy. But so I did this and I was clueless. I was like 20. And I pull up clearly to a home. And I'm like, and I think I call her like, yeah, come on in. And this woman just did it out of her house. It was just like a room in her house dedicated to this.
Kind of like
and I was
a Robert like, Kraft
yeah,
thing.
I was like, this is weird. But I think it was deep tissue because she just, it was a combination of pleasure and pain that I've never experienced. And the IT bands, dude.
Yeah.
When people, I don't care what you do. These things on the side of your thigh, she just got after them and it was painful. But I left there light as a feather.
See?
You ever gotten one?
People talk about it that way. So I was like, I want to try this. I want to feel this light as a featheredness. And I tried a deep tissue massage and I really didn't like it. I tried to like... I went in there wanting to like it.
Yeah.
But at one point, I was like, I'm going to ask him if he's using an ice pick on my leg.
Yeah.
Because there's no way this is his hand.
Yeah.
He is in my leg.
No sledgehammer, please.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I think your jackhammer's on.
Yeah.
There's no way this could just be your thumbs pushing into my leg.
It is amazing.
Yeah. And it was a guy, and it was an open room. Pretty much all the worst things of your experiences was this little rundown place. It was $30. And I go light tissue.
Mm-hmm. I know. So
just just kind of touch me.
I know.
Don't dig in.
I don't know if I had to embrace also, I don't like pedicures. You ever got a pedicure?
Got one once.
Too ticklish.
Yes. Didn't enjoy anything really to do with my toenails.
Right.
But I loved that they would like, they kind of massage your calves afterwards.
Right.
That
that's
was
the point.
Nice.
I was like, can you just do that for the
light
whole
tissue.
Time? Yeah. Light tissue.
That's my rap
but
name.
It's kind of like that. Or have you ever had to put on makeup for some kind of...
Yep, done that too.
Yeah, like it's weird. But
massage, pedicure, makeup.
Yeah, we got them all. But it's amazing because they try to put makeup on my eyes, and I'm like,
eyes, dude.
And they're like laughing at me. You're fine. You're fine. Okay, I don't have to practice with this.
Yeah, tranquilize me.
So women, you know, they're used to getting in their eyes all the time. They're used to filing their nails. Like when they take the file to my toenails, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like torture. You're trying to saw my toes off. I don't know how. I don't. They're cutting and sawing and none of I'm just kind of cringing the whole time. And then they start messing with my feet and then I'm like, oh, that tickles.
They're like,
it's kind
like
of
putting my cuticles back, which doesn't hurt. It just feels weird.
Yeah. So I was with some family recently and we're like, we're going to take Grammy to get her nails done. And she wants to spend time with her grandkids. So we'll all go. And all my sister, I'm the only boy. So we're there. And typically I would be like, yeah, I'll join. But I was like, you know what? I got to face the facts. I don't enjoy this.
Yeah.
So I sat there and I didn't get one.
I want to enjoy it. I think it's just probably your first time doing anything like that. It's just a little weird.
It is.
The makeup thing too. Yeah, I did not. Anything around the eyes. I don't know how girls do that. Especially themselves. Like there's, I've seen this in movies. I don't know how real this is. But girls like doing their makeup while driving. Like eyeliner while driving.
Yeah. I'd be blind if I tried that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's so impressive.
It really is.
Good for you guys.
Girls are so impressive. Speaking of, we'll end on this. I had this note and this segue. This is a random story, but I thought of girls. Growing up, you know, high school stuff, you play dodgeball, co-ed dodgeball.
Played it.
And this story came to mind when you tell me you've been in the scenario. You're on the winning team. There's five people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been there.
End of story. Yeah. Full moon's out. No. There's like five of you, and the one person left is this one little cute girl. And so everyone's kind of lobbing her to him.
Yeah, making sure she has a good time.
Her. You know, there's like no one wants to be the person who's just going to take out this sweet girl. So it's dragging on. And I'm always kind of, I don't know if this is a good quality, but I'm like, okay, we need to get this over with. So I was like, I'm just going to go send one with some heat, hit her in the shin.
Let her know that we're capable of more. Right.
But we'll just get this over, and like no one's hurt. It's fine. So I just go up there and just kind of floats on me, face shot. Boo! Oh, she's fighting back. Tears. I go up to her. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. She gives me an evil eye like I've never seen. And this was like a church camp. The rest of the week, anytime I encountered her, I tried like one more time to be like, hey, I'm so sorry. And she literally did like a and would walk off. I mean, she hated me forever.
One dodgeball to the face is all it takes.
I mean, it was, I threw pretty hard.
Well, you haven't seen me throw a dodgeball.
Yeah. Those are never fun moments. Or another time we were, I think this was also like a church camp, group of girls playing volleyball. They're talking trash. We played volleyball. You can't beat us. And, you know, I'm a competitive guy. I've been playing some volleyball.
Like, yo, I got
we'll,
back
we'll
here.
Show you. Yeah. Yo, turn around. You see that lower back patch? It's coming your way.
I haven't waxed in a minute.
Yeah. So I got set up and I'm like, I'm just going to slam this one.
Yeah.
But I have no aim over it. Face shot. On a grudge. I get booed again. Why am I doing this? I have a longstanding. Or you ever have those moments where you, I even did this to Katie once, it's horrible, where you are messing around, or maybe you try to like throw something at your buddy, and the second it leaves your hand, you're like, oh shoot, there's a female stranger behind him.
Yeah.
Oh, please don't. And then it hits him, and you're like,
ah.
You know that moment? It's just a moment of hopelessness.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm an idiot. So those were fun stories.
It's dangerous to, yeah, in that situation, especially the volleyball, because that's like the women's sport is volleyball.
Right.
Every girl's played volleyball.
Right.
So you feel this competitiveness, like I have to prove, like, no, I'm athletic. I can compete in your sport.
Yeah. And I've been playing it for a few months, like constantly trying to like spike it as hard as I can, and never had I hit anyone with it. And when you know, the first time we play some girls.
Yeah.
Right between the eyes.
Meet the Parents style, Ben Stiller, bloody nose in the pool.
Yeah.
No one's happy.
No good.
No one's happy.
No one's happy. No one likes them.
Real quick, speaking of sports, Trey and I saw each other in public last night. Doesn't happen that often.
Yes.
Saw each other on the pickleball court.
Pickleball. I didn't tell you this. We play. So pickleball, if you don't know what it is, because when I told people, just got back from pickleball, most of them didn't know what it was.
What?
I feel like it's really gaining popularity.
It's been around for a while, but it's popular now.
Yeah, the difference between like ping pong and tennis.
Perfectly split it.
Yeah, perfectly split it. Smaller than a tennis court, miniature net. You have these paddles, like a wiffle ball type of thing.
Yes.
You play 2-on-2, so it's perfect right now because I was definitely worn out and like running a lot, but it's not like overly exerting.
Right, like you could play for 3 hours and still be fine.
Which is what we did. We were the last ones in the court. It was 10:30. Awesome. We played. It was all our first times, but by the end of it, like we were getting some really fun rallies.
Yeah.
It's hilarious because you're obsessed with it.
I'm so into it.
And I show up. I was like, yeah, I think we'll play tonight. And I show up and you're like, hey, Trey.
Welcome.
Yeah. So that's our new thing, I guess.
Just, see you on the courts.
Everyone there was in high school or under 18. So And we were just these like group of 28-year-olds just like, ah, ah, just talking trash to
each
other.
I love the trash
getting
talk.
Mad.
Yeah. Go pick it up.
Yeah.
Pick it up, blue shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like my best friend wearing a blue shirt. I just acted like I didn't know him. You're a little too much for your blue shirt.
Not calling your friend by his name.
Yeah, it's so
a great trash talk move.
Hey, hit it a blue shirt. He's the weak link. I love trash talking. Just being so mean to my friend.
Oh, it's great. Next time we play, I don't think I've told you about this. Next time we're both up there, there's a guy who's been showing up. He's this older Ukrainian gentleman named Ola. Who's been playing with us.
He's like a sensei.
Yes, the wise old janitor.
He only comes out on the full moon.
Starts howling from miles away. Ola must be coming.
Here he comes.
Yeah, but he's awesome because he'll fire back the trash talk every now and then. He's got this weird, like, Dwight Schrute, like, ping pong serve that he does.
You're not good. I don't know what ethnicity is he?
Ukrainian.
You said that, yeah.
Yeah, so he's accent. Like, you'll have room for one more?
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, dude, you're on my team. So you'll meet him. You'll meet him.
Next full moon. Ukraine.
Next blood moon.
Yeah.
He'll be out there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey,
but hilarious. Good luck getting married, dude.
Thank you.
I hope it goes well.
We're here. I hope so, too. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Of course.
You have a podcast?
Yes. Ghost Runners. Ghost Runners podcast. Check it out. If you guys like listening to podcasts.
Yep. Him and another guy. Funny guys. Ghost Runners podcast. And also we... You know, Correct Opinions is still coming at you every week, but then Jake and I are also doing a bonus podcast, the Do Less Guest podcast, coming out once a week. If you want to hear that every week, four extra episodes a month, do treykennedy.com patreon.com/DLG. Thank you guys so much, and we'll talk to you next week. Peace.
Bye. Direct opinion.